Hi, I'm Michael Apple for biznews.com. I'm joined by Dr. Lumkile Monde. He's an economist and a lecturer at the Wits School of Economics and Finance. By way of background, the Zondo Report has recently delivered several findings and recommendations. One of the reports focuses on the closure of the Gupta's bank accounts by the so-called Big Four banks. This all took place in mid-2016. Now, Musabenze Zwane, as the Mineral Resources Minister at the time, was instructed by then-President Jacob Zuma to convene what was termed an Interministerial Committee, an IMC. It was actually just a task team to look into that particular issue. Pravin Gordhan, who was the Finance Minister, was supposed to be part of that task team, but he refused. The Guptas, through Nazim Hawa, who was the chief executive of Oak Bay, pressurized the ANC to get involved, and the CEOs of the Big Four banks were summoned to appear at Luthuli House. We're talking Sim Shabalala, Maria Ramos, Michael Brown. They all went to the political home of the governing party. Now, Dr. Mondi, my question to you is, was the request from the ANC to the bank chief executives wrong? Or was the fact that three out of the four CEOs actually went to Luthuli House wrong?
When the ANC came into power, the line between the party and government became blurred. So it worsened under the Zuma regime, where the party and the state became one. Many banks know that government is the biggest saver in our economy due to the tax revenues that are collected by the South African Revenue Service. There is an understanding among the Big Four that if you can have access to the state funds as a client, it then enables you to have quite a lot of firepower. The pursuit of their own interests by the four banks, it should be understood in that context, that they undermined all the fiduciary responsibilities that they have. Therefore, it was shocking and very disappointing to see leaders of these institutions bowing into political pressure and going to sit in a meeting with politicians based in a political party with no constitutional responsibilities whatsoever. These institutions were part of that ring that is responsible for state capture, that not only were the Gupta-linked entities and the Guptas themselves, as well as many ANC-linked politicians corrupt and compromised, but also the banks facilitated in allowing it to happen through, firstly, bank accounts access and knowing what is happening to those bank accounts, but second, to them coming to the ANC political party request with their tails between their legs, trying to account to politicians.
Something that stood out to me from reading the report was one name that cropped up, Enoch Godongwana. He was one of the individuals who called the CEOs to Luthuli House for these meetings. Is that something that concerns you, knowing full well the position he now holds as finance minister?
Absolutely. Many of us, when he got appointed, we did raise alarm about the choice made by President Ramaphosa. We live in an environment of factionalized politics. So in his conduct with the banks in 2016, he was probably acting in his own interest to make Zuma, the president at the time, very, very happy by seeming to be using a shambok and whipping at these four banks to toe the line, because the Guptas were putting massive amounts of money through the ANC and its political leaders in office. Therefore, to have someone that has been compromised in terms of his action before joining the National Treasury and swearing under the oath of our constitution was a bit of a disappointment.
The report makes a finding, and I'm going to quote verbatim here. It says, "In our legal system, even those who are accused of rape and murder are not sent to jail without being given an opportunity to tell their side of the story. There is no reason why banks should not be required to observe this basic principle," close quote. As in, Dr. Mondi, you must give the customer, in this case, the Guptas, in a more contemporary case, somebody like Dr. Iqbal Survey, you must give them an opportunity to state their side of their story before you unbank them. The Chief Justice wants existing legislation amended or new legislation enacted, which will make this a requirement. Finally, your comment.
Unfortunately, I think that's where I take issue with the Zondo recommendation, because we have the Financial Intelligence Center where all your transactions, Michael, with your bank are recorded accordingly. We know that our country as prosecuting capabilities has been politicized. If you allow that in view of this environment I've put across, we may end up giving thugs as well as money launderers an opportunity to justify their actions. I think banks, in terms of the Banks Act and their responsibilities to the Financial Intelligence Center, to the Financial Conduct Authority and the South African Reserve Bank, they need to have that responsibility of making a call and closing my account. Of course, I still have the right, Michael, to go through the Financial Conduct Authority or to the Ombudsman as an individual or as a company to complain to them that the bank has treated me unfairly. So there is no obstacle that denies you, Michael, your right should the bank close your account without consultation.
Dr. Lemkile Mondi, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Michael.